Restoring My Soul. Tuesday, the 28th of February. Paul preached from Hosea. Paul declared that the prophets proclaimed the gospel of God in the Holy Scriptures. On this basis, Paul himself proclaimed the gospel, which is the gospel of sonship, using the prophetic scriptures. He particularly used the scriptures that were written by the prophet Isaiah and the prophet Hosea. Paul specifically quoted from the book of Hosea concerning the inclusion of the Gentiles in the kingdom of God. We read, "As he says also in Hosea, I will call them my people, who were not my people, and her beloved, who was not beloved. And it shall come to pass in the place where it was said to them, You are not my people, there they shall be called sons of the living God." It is important to recognize that Paul did not simply use an isolated quote to support his point. He used this quote to direct our attention to the central proposition that is contained in the entire book of Hosea. The book of Hosea is a significant prophetic book. In many ways, it is a condensed summary of the book of Isaiah. The prophet Hosea certainly had a unique participation in the offering and sufferings of Christ. At the beginning of Hosea's ministry, the Lord asked him to marry a harlot. Hosea's relationship with his wife then became a type of the Lord's relationship with the nation of Israel. The Lord told Hosea that the entire nation had committed great harlotry. The name of Hosea's wife was Gomer. The name Gomer means completion. It means to bring to a complete end. Remembering that Hosea's marriage was typical of the Lord's relationship with the house of Israel, this was a fitting name for Hosea. The Lord did bring the whole house of Israel to a complete end because of their idolatry and unfaithfulness. However, because the complete end was in the cross, the prophet Isaiah declared that it would overflow with righteousness. The references used in today's devotions are Acts chapter 28, verse 23, Romans chapter 9, verses 25 to 26, Hosea chapter 1, verse 2, and Isaiah chapter 10, verse 22. For further study, Romans chapter 9.